hand clap of praise. Genesis chapter number 6, beginning at verse number 12 through 14. When the whole world is laughing at me, I won't be so naive this morning to ask you if there has been a time in your life. I'll make the assumption and the bold statement of knowing that you've experienced, as all of us have, a time and a season in life in which you went through something, and as you were going through that thing, it was so painful, so embarrassing, so frightening, that you thought the whole world was laughing at you.
Yes, Lord.
Because you couldn't figure it out. Because the truth of the matter is that you've done worse stuff than that. But you find yourself trying to do what was right. And now God allow all your business to be exposed. And that stuff that you used to keep in your house, in your closet, and nobody knew what you were dealing with, now all of a sudden God allows everybody to know your business. And when God allows everyone to know your business, and everybody begins to laugh at you, and everybody knows your business, God will often bring you to a point where you can only look up to Him. Because what could be worse? I'm already embarrassed. You already know my stuff. So I have nothing else to hide. And when we get to a point where God has to humble us, God is then building us up that we may look to Him, which cometh all of our help.
Yes.
You see, we have a way of building ourselves up. But when we build our own self up, then any little situation that we use to get up, that situation can knock us down. But when God builds the house, I don't care about the storm. I don't care what comes against you. When God builds the house, that house is going to stay. Now, it doesn't mean that people won't throw rocks at your house. It just means that no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And so what God is saying is that I allow this to happen to you. Now, how can a God who is a loving God and a God who says, if you cast all your cares upon me, I care and I'll do all these things, then God, why did you let my business out in the street? Why did you allow me to be embarrassed? Because when it happened, I came to you and I prayed to you and I asked you to forgive me. When I ask you for forgiveness, you take my stuff and cast it into a lake and you remember it no more. Why is it coming back up now? See, because I don't quite understand. Because if I gave it to you, why am I dealing with it again? If I gave it to you, why Sister Gloria know about it? If I gave it to you, why Mr. John heard all about my stuff? God, I thought it was between you and me. And here you are, a child of God, going through something, and the whole town is laughing at you. You see, sometimes God will cause us to do dumb. Listen to me. Sometimes God will cause us to do dumb. In other words, you going through something, somebody offended you, God will tell you to go ask for forgiveness. You want me to do what now? Then God will send Ray Ray and Pookie your way. The same Ray Ray and Pookie you just gave $20 to, and now here they come again asking for 20 more, and you so crazy, you give it to them again. Because God is working on you. You see, sometimes what God is calling us to do, we don't understand it, because in the natural, it makes no sense. But God is is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So sometimes God will allow us to do dumb stuff. Or though it appears on the surface. See, but when God begins to shift in your life, he begins to shake other people out of your life. Whenever God is going to lift you, he'll always get other folk around you, because everybody can't walk with you. Everybody can't go where you want to go. Everybody don't want to see you blessed. Everybody ain't shouting when you get your new car. Everybody ain't laughing when See, there are some folk who's waiting for you to fail, waiting for you to go down. I told you that it was nothing to them. I told you they couldn't afford that house. I told you they couldn't afford that. And God is saying the whole town may be laughing at you now, but hold on to God's unchanging hand. And God has a way of working stuff out. We're stuck on qualifications and resumes, and God is saying, I am not thinking about that foolishness. When I fall in love with you, because I've loved you from the beginning, I got grace for you, I got favor for you, I got mercy for you, I got peace for you. Don't worry about what other people are saying. How is your relationship with God? Now, God sometimes will lead you to a place and it just looks dumb from the beginning. Now, here's a young man by the name of Noah. Noah is a great man, a Christian man. God tells him it's going to rain.
Yes, Lord.
Noah is saying, but I don't know what rain is.
All right now.
It had never rained before. Not only are you telling me that some stuff gonna fall from the sky.
All right.
You got me doing dumb. I'm building a big old ark so that the whole town is laughing at me. Come on, it's gonna rain. Now, God, I never seen rain, and I don't know why you got me building this big boat for some rain that we don't even know about. And so Noah says, but if you said it, I'll do it. I'm talking to somebody this morning where God is telling you to do a stupid thing on the surface. But if you do what God's telling you to do, one day, the very thing that the whole town was laughing at you about, that's going to be your saving grace. They were laughing at you because they said, I didn't go to college. Why are you spending all your money going to college? Now that college degree is working for you. And they said, well, I didn't go to trade school. Why are you spending all your money? You can just get a job doing this. Now that's your saving grace. It may appear to be dumb on the surface, but listen to the voice of the Lord. And so he says to Noah, he says, it's going to rain. I want you to build an ark. Now, an ark, by ark, I mean, of course, a boat. The church is referred to as the ark. So in other words, what he's saying is that if I allow it to rain, when the rain comes, you're going to be in my arms, my hands, that the same thing that is trying to overcome you is going to be your lifter. You remember the story? I know y'all city folks and y'all don't remember. It's a country story. It's about a goat that was stuck in the well. You remember that story? See, y'all country, y'all. Okay. So the story is the goat was stuck in the well. And so they were going to just bury the goat. And so they'll take one shovel and they'll try to bury the goat. Every time they threw dirt in the well, the goat would stand on it. You get my point. Every time your haters throw some lies on you, stand on it. And then one day you're going to find yourself out of that well. One day you're going to find your enemy is now your footstool. The very thing they tried to kill you with, that's the very thing that God delivered you. Do you know God as a deliverer? Have you ever been stuck somewhere? Won't God deliver you? Won't God send you through something? Won't God pull you through something? See, you're too cute with your salvation. I want some crazy. crazy folk, about 50 crazy folk who really thankful for God, and God brought them out. Because that thing was too bad for me to sit out on God, because that was painful, and the whole world was laughing at me then, but not now, because now God has delivered me. You see, sometimes God will use a ridiculous thing to save you. And Noah says, now God, I don't know what an ark is, but if you tell me to build it, I'm going to build it. God comes to him and he says, this is the end of these corrupt people. Now, when you reach your end, you need to understand that's the beginning for God. And so when you are down and out, God says, now you're in a point, in a position where now you can't do anything. Your money don't work. Your connections don't work. Your relationships don't work. The only thing that's going to pull you through this thing is your relationship with me. How's your relationship with God this morning? How is your relationship with God? If the church is closed, can God still hear your prayer? Does God still know your voice? How is your relationship with God? In the midst of you going through something, do you know that God hears your prayers? In the midst of going through something, see, God is still God. So he says to Noah, he says, Noah, this is the end of mankind. He says, because this is the end of mankind, he says, I want you to build an ark for me. Now, here's Noah saying, you know, I'm doing all right. I got this shipping business going. Now, you want me to stop what I'm doing to build an ark for you, and I don't even know about rain. See, sometimes God will put you in a position where God will ask you to do something that no one has ever done before. God sometimes will send you to a place where no one has ever done before. That's why you get in trouble when you keep listening to people who tell you, but I tried that and it didn't work for me. It wasn't supposed to work for you, because my name, my blessings has my name on it. That thing was for me. See, what you were doing was showing me what not to do. But God is telling me now, this is my season. This is the time for me to do it. And now when God begins to order your steps, you better watch out that Satan is always going to come against you. But I'm not worried about him coming against me, because I've learned a long time ago how to speak to that devil. You need to tell Satan sometimes, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm not concerned about what you up to. I'm not afraid of you. I know the word of God. And when you begin to go through something, you gotta have a word deep down inside of you. When you begin to go through something, don't ever lose your faith. When you begin to go through something, don't ever lose what God is saying to you. It may not look right, may not make any sense, but you hold on to God's unchanging hand. Find you one scripture. Everything else may fail, but hold on to one scripture. If he said it, it shall be done. Just grab you just one. Just one promise. Just one promise. And know that he's a promise-keeping God. Just know that everything else may fail, but he's a promise-keeping God. He promised me he'll never leave me. He promised me he'll never forsake me. He promised me he'll supply all of my needs. Everything else fail, but one thing I know will never fail, and that is my promise-keeping God. I said he'll never fail. I said he'll never fail. He'll never fail. The whole town may be laughing at me, but God says it's not funny in the end. So you hold on to what God is saying. And Noah, that Noah, he's trying to build an ark, and everybody's laughing at him. And so he keep on doing what God has called him to do. He's building and they laughing. He's nailing and they laughing. They walk by. Say, look at that fool out there building an ark. But one day the rain comes. And when the rain came, he wasn't a fool on that day. One day, two by two, they went in the ark. He wasn't a fool on that day. See, don't you listen to people, because folk don't know what God is telling you. See, many, many years ago, many, many, many years ago, when God begins to deal with his prophet, he begins to tell them stuff, and nobody understood. But if you stick to the word of God, the word of God will walk you out of your situation. The word of God will take wings and it will reach you.
Yes, it will.
Noah says, I'm I'm going to build this ark.
Yeah.
And then the rain came.
And then you made.
And when the rain came, Noah and his family were saved. Listen to me. Not only will you be saved, but your family will be saved. See, when God delivers, he brings the whole household. Don't worry about your child. Because you train him up in the ways of the Lord. And when he's old, he should not depart. He'll get off track for a season. But he's coming back home. See, what you worried about, God says, I've already taken care of you. Sometimes people will look at you and they'll laugh at you and say, that doesn't make any sense to me. And that's okay if it doesn't make any sense to you. I'm not praying to you. I'm not trying to please you. I don't care what you think. If God said it, it shall be done. For God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, it shall be done. He told me he created me to be the head and not the tail. I may fall down, but I get back up because he said. He says about me, he says, you are the apple of my eye. He says, I love you so much, I imprinted your name in the palm of my hand. He says, I know you. Nobody else may not know you. They can't figure you out. But God says, I created you just like that. And the world is saying, but you crazy. And God is saying, no, baby, you are king. And you are queen. They just don't understand you. See, you got to let folk laugh if they want to laugh. But while they laughing, you keep on doing what God is calling you to do. Because one day, the storm is going to be over. One day, God is going to deliver you out of your mess. So while they laughing, you hold on. Can you imagine, Noah?
Yes.
The sun is shining. 98 degrees.
All right.
Never seen rain.
All right.
And he's out building an ark.
Have mercy.
And everybody comes by. And they're laughing.
Have mercy.
Whole time.
All right now.
The silly fool.
Oh, have mercy. Thank
you,
God.
You must miss God. Have you ever told somebody your vision?
Yes, Lord.
And they say, God didn't tell you that. Because that doesn't make sense to them. No. Obviously, they didn't hear God. Because God wouldn't tell them to do such a crazy thing like that. See, sometimes God will call you to do something that on the surface is dark. But God is saying, I only allow you to do it because I know what I put inside of you. So stop listening to me. I remember my promise to you, young man. I know you don't see it and it's not manifesting now, but you trust me. It's going to manifest. Trust me. You're going to see it. Don't you let go right now. Just because you don't see it, don't you let go. God is going to manifest that thing in your life. And he's going to do it when everybody has counted you out. He's going to do it when they say, now it is impossible. You remember the story of Lazarus? It says, now this is the third day and then the fourth day. And it's too late. The God that you serve is the God of the impossibilities. You gotta believe that God can do that. You gotta believe that. You gotta believe that what you were praying for in 2012, in 2013, the number 3 represents the manifestation. You gotta know that God is gonna do that for you. Check this out. He's gonna do it without your help.
Amen. Do it.
say this to you in closing.
Hallelujah.
Noah stopped building the ark. One day, the rain came. And God says, this is your crowning. Stop building right now. He says, it is finished for you. You young ladies in here this morning with children, when you go to the doctor to have your baby, and that baby begins to come out, when the doctor sees the top of the baby's head, it's called crowning. And the doctor says to you, stop. Don't push anymore.
My God.
He says, nature will take over at this point. Now, you sitting there with a 6-pound, 9-pound, 10-pound stuff trying to come through you. And the doctor is saying to you, stop. Dumb stuff. Knows more than you.
Yes. My God.
He has more experience than you. And so there you are in an uncomfortable, embarrassing position. Whole time laughing at you. And he says to you, stop pushing. The baby is crying. Nature will take over from here. And then the baby just comes. God is saying to someone in here, your season is a season of crowning. I've heard your prayers. You pushed. You prayed until something happened. And now he's saying to you,
Jesus.
But God, if I push one more time, I'll need you. Just stop. Just stop. He's saying, your blessings are right there. You can see that. And he says, they're going to drop on you without your help. Because you're proud. Right now, he knows what you've been asking for, and that thing is about to happen in your life exactly how you've been asking God to do it. It's about to happen, but God needs you to stop and to walk it out by faith. He doesn't need you to move right now, but just be still, just breathe, just breathe. When you begin to breathe, he'll allow the birth to come. What you've been asking God for, it's here. It is here in this season. God is saying, I'm going to do it without you. Come on and stand on your feet this morning. I want to declare something in your life. On this first Sunday in 2013,
yes, Lord Jesus.
That what you've been praying for, asking God for, it's there. The manifestation is right there.
Oh, yes.
Don't get confused because it doesn't look like what you thought it would look like.
Come on now.
When the baby comes out, it's kind of yucky looking. You know? No one has put any powder and oil and shined them up and gave them a good smell. You got to be able to see your blessings in the rough. You got to be able to look beyond what you see in the natural to understand this is it. He may not be 5'11 and muscular. He may be 5'2 and overweight. You gotta see your baby. She may not have the hair of an ex next person. But you got to see your baby. You got to see your baby in the rough. And God is saying, I'm showing it. It's in the rough right now. The whole town has been laughing at you. But now you're about to get your breakthrough. You're about to get your breakthrough. I declare in the name of Jesus that what you've been praying for, it is here in the house today. If you believe that, give the Lord a shout and a hand clap of praise today. It is in the house.